On June 13, 1982, 14-year-old Carolyn Hartsock braved a blazing house fire to save her younger siblings.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
About 4:30 that morning, the Hartsock family was asleep in their two-story home in Castlewood, Virginia, when a lightning strike started a fire. Carolyn's 16-year-old brother awoke and smelled smoke. He escaped out a second-floor window and alerted his parents, who were on the ground floor. Upstairs, Carolyn and her 12-year-old sister Norma and 9-year-old brother Johnny all awoke to discover flames already filling the hallway. Carolyn first pushed Norma through the fire to the stairs. Then, her nightclothes already burning, she went back for Johnny, who had cerebral palsy. Wrapping him in a blanket, Carolyn carried him through the flames to the stairs, where Norma still stood, too scared to move. Urging her to flee, Carolyn went partway down the stairs, holding back flaming strips of wallpaper so Norma could pass. Then Carolyn ran back up for Johnny and got him downstairs, where they were met by their father. Norma and Johnny were burned, but both recovered. Though she had third-degree burns over 85% of her body, Carolyn also survived.
A Century of Heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. I'm Barbara Seek Taylor.
And I'm David Baer.